Welcome, ladies, to the Virtue Harvest podcast. My name is Diane Jackson, and I oversee the mentoring ministry at Harvest. I was given the privilege of sharing on being a wife who loves her husband. I pray, whether you are a wife or not, that the Lord will have something He wants to encourage you with from His Word. As a wife, you might think, well, of course I love my husband. After all, I married him. And how true and right you are. But it's always good to allow the Lord to have the reins in looking closer at your love for your husband through the lens of His Word and the leading of His Holy Spirit. You might be surprised what the Lord will impress on your heart through His encouragement, confirmation, conviction, and assessing your perspectives. Are they the same as the Lord's? God created the institution for marriage and family before He created the institution of the church. This reveals to us that marriage is supremely important and dear to Him, and we would do well to seek to have that same perspective. Wife, is that your perspective on marriage? Do you want to have the same heart the Lord has on wanting to be a godly wife who loves her husband? There's always a choice in loving your husband, and the choice should be to love him as Christ loves you. Think about Jesus' unconditional love for you. This is the ideal. The goal, the heart desire each wife should seek to have for having the same agape love for her man. I want to look at 1 Corinthians 13, known as the love chapter of the Bible. When we read through it, and I'm going to read a small portion of that in just a minute, we can't help but know that only Jesus' name can be placed in each of these sentences about perfect love. Yet, please know, dear listening wife, that God will honor you beyond your greatest hope if you use this passage as a guide. We're only going to zero in on four verses, verses 4-7. And it reads, love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Let's look briefly at each of these 14 attributes of perfect love, agape love, love without condition, and hopefully be biblically encouraged to love our husbands with greater love like Jesus loves us. Lord, would you accomplish within each heart that will hear this podcast the work of helping each wife or even wife-to-be to love her husband more like you love us? Father, I realize there are women in wonderful marriages listening to this, and I know there are good marriages and mediocre marriages, struggling marriages, and marriages in trouble. Would you meet each woman where she is and encourage her with your truth about love? We trust you as we avail ourselves to you to do what you want your word to accomplish in each of us. And we ask this in your powerful name. Amen. Love is patient. Newsflash, you're not married to a perfect man, and you and I are not perfect either. There will be times of frustration, even aggravation. How do you respond? Anger and selfishness are quick responses. So are getting even and getting back. To be patient means to be able to endure waiting without becoming annoyed or upset, able to persevere calmly when faced with a difficulty. Can you accept and tolerate delays, problems, without becoming anxious, thinking time is running out? Simply put, patience is forbearing, uncomplaining, tolerant, and long-suffering. It would be hard-pressed to think that there is any wife who isn't thinking right now, I need more patience. Love is kind. Kindness is showing generous compassion, care, and regard toward another. It is expressed in words and actions. There will be thoughtfulness and gentleness in its delivery. Kindness will draw your husband to you, whereas criticism or harshness can push him away. Think of something you can say or do this week, something intentional that's not your normal habit, that will demonstrate to your husband that your love for him is kind. Love is not jealous. The next attributes of agape or unconditional perfect love are the not attributes. I love how the Lord knows we need the what to do's and we also need the what not to do's in our loving our husbands. Love is not jealous. Jealousy is feeling unhappy, fearful, or suspicious of being displaced by another person or thing. It is self-centered and self-focused. Having unfounded jealousy can undermine trust and unity in a couple and should be guarded against. If there is something or someone who is displacing you, this needs to be brought up with your husband in a kind and appropriate way so it can be dealt with. Appearing jealous or envious should never be used to get your way or to manipulate your spouse. Sharing in an honest and forthright manner will be blessed by God. Manipulative maneuvers will not. Love does not brag. The Greek word for brag means to talk conceitedly or boastfully. Boasting should always be in the Lord only, so that pride about yourself or your husband does not cause you to neglect being thankful to the giver of all good things, Jesus. Sometimes a wife will brag, trying to draw attention to herself from her husband because she thinks she deserves more or she wants something specific. If bragging is a form of manipulation, and it often can be, it should be forsaken and repented of. Can you see how bragging can stumble your own thankfulness to God? Love is not arrogant. Self-importance is the heart of arrogance. It often contains contempt or disregard for others. When you are defensive and strongly opinionated, you are not easily reproved or corrected. Pride rears its ugly head, and consideration for your husband takes a back seat. You can see why love should not be arrogant, can't you? Don't let your words or actions be haughty or condescending. Love does not act unbecomingly. To act unbecomingly is to act rudely or to be disrespectful. Are there times when you allow your mood, your time of the month, or your pity party attitude justify in your mind to act rude or disrespectful? When you dishonor your husband, you really dishonor yourself and you also dishonor the Lord. Think on that for a moment. Love does not seek its own way. Selfishness is all about having it your way. Selfishness is unattractive in a wife. It is unattractive in you and makes you more concerned about pleasing yourself than pleasing your man. Short of sin, you should put your husband's desires and ways before your own. Choosing to make your husband more important than yourself can turn your marriage around if the problem has been you seeking your own way. Love is not provoked. Provoking your husband means making him angry or indignant. You know how to push his buttons, and sometimes you choose to do this. Instead, you should show love by controlling yourself, even when a situation is difficult. If you act irritated or annoyed, this only adds to the difficulty of the situation. This is the opportunity for self-control, patience, and kindness to take the spotlight. I think probably all of us can think of a time when we only made the matter worse by acting on our annoyance or irritation. Not a pleasant memory. Love does not take into account wrong suffered. Isn't it interesting how the flesh wants to keep score? Ruminating over past offenses or keeping a list of wrongs is unloving. Replaying offenses can result in you wanting to repay with your own action. It's best to remember how Christ forgives us, and then he chooses to not remember our sins. It tells us this in Jeremiah 31:34. We should seek to do the same. Forgive and choose to not remember the offenses. Love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices in truth. This is the last not attribute of love, with an instead action included. Sinfulness in a husband or a wife is no basis for rejoicing. As a wife, you need to keep short accounts between you and the Lord and give great praise that your sins are forgiven and forgotten. One of the best ways to rejoice is to seek to live each day as a thank you back to God for all he has done for you. God sanctifies us in truth. His word is truth. Let's be women who rejoice in righteousness and truth and not in sin and unrighteousness. And now we're going to look at the last four attributes in these verses. Love bears all things. Circumstances, relationships, conditions, locations, and situations speak of good and hard loads a wife may be called to bear. It's interesting how when things are favorable, good, and beneficial, there's no encouragement needed for you to bear these. Your husband just received notice he inherited $100,000. His company just awarded him an all-expense family vacation to Hawaii. No problem bearing those burdens. But if hardship and difficulty are attached to the situations, conditions, locations, or circumstance, then bearing these things without complaint or grumbling is an opportunity to demonstrate love to your husband. A pink slip, an error in the tax return, or a worsening health condition could mean the sacrifice of self in bearing all things. Love believes all things. This aspect of biblical love chooses to believe the best instead of assuming the worst about your husband. Choose to see your husband in the best possible light. This love chooses to trust God's sovereign care of your marriage. To believe biblically is to trust, adhere to, cling to, and rely on Christ. Never forget that Christ is part of your union. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Love hopes all things. Hope in God is more than the world's I hope so hope. Biblical hope is a confident expectation rooted in God. Wife, no matter what condition your marriage is in, you can stand firm in Him and hope God's best for your husband and for yourself. And don't you love the all things in the verse? All things includes every aspect of your marriage. A longtime favorite verse of mine is Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in your believing, that you may abound in hope, dear wife, by the power of the Holy Spirit. What a great anchor verse for all marriages. Love endures all things. This is our last love attribute in this powerful love chapter. Jesus enduring the cross is the highest example of love enduring all things. He took on himself the sin of the world, paying the price for you and your husband's sin. Choose to bear and tolerate trials and pressures as opportunities to become more like Christ. As you seek to endure hardships, your husband will be encouraged and strengthened too in the difficulties of life. Well, ladies, what a quick flyover of these four verses on loving your husband in the way God loves you and him. I want to encourage you to sit down by yourself, or maybe later with your husband, and read through these four verses, making them a prayer for yourself. Use your name. And then go back and pray these attributes of agape love over your husband using his name. And as you give the Lord time to minister to you, He will unpack more spiritual encouragement and insight. It's my prayer this podcast will serve as an appetizer, whetting your appetite to know, seek, and loving your husband more like the Lord wants. Have a blessed day, ladies.